Hi, I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and this is the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for Saturday, January 16th. Here's your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. K-12 public schools set for $1.7 billion in new COVID-19 aid in Georgia. Smyrna lawmakers look to give cities more control over fireworks. MLK Day all virtual in Cobb this year. And we'll go around town, presented by J.K. Murphy. Engineer Solutions of
Georgia. Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Our top story today, Georgia public schools are set to receive about $1.7 billion in federal COVID-19 aid as part of a second round of relief spending that Congress passed last month. The new funding follows about $457 million that Georgia K-12 schools were allocated last year in the initial wave of COVID-19 federal relief through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Local districts will receive relief funding based on what proportion of low-income students attend their schools, ranging from more than $139 million for DeKalb County schools to nearly $367,000 for Glasscock County schools. Cobb County School District will receive $71.5 million, and Marietta City Schools are getting more than $7 million. The State Board of Education approved distributing the COVID-19 aid at a meeting Thursday morning, shortly before Governor Brian Kemp outlined his latest budget priorities for the General Assembly in the 2021 legislative session. Kemp has called for restoring school budgets in the remainder of the current school year after districts had to cut $950 million due to economic pains from the COVID-19 pandemic, adding back $647 million this school year and $573 million next school year to fully fund enrollment growth and help prop up schools where enrollment dropped. Public schools in Georgia will not be required to share federal funds with private schools in the new relief package like they did in the initial CARES Aid Act after a federal judge halted that distribution plan over the summer. Many local schools are still grappling with how to hold classes amid the pandemic. Several districts are remaining online only for students, including the large DeKalb County School District. Other districts have instituted limits on class sizes or allowed students to opt in for in-person classes. The state received more than $80 million in federal aid last summer to bolster internet connections for virtual learning, mental health services, support for independent colleges, online classes for technical colleges, a construction training program, and funds for early child care assistance.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia.
Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
At one point this summer, Smyrna Mayor Derek Norton's neighborhood looked, quote, like a combat zone, he recalled. The culprit? The liberal use of fireworks, which exploded in popularity after the Georgia legislature passed a bill legalizing them in 2015. State Representative Eric Allen, a Democrat from Smyrna, filed legislation this week that would give counties and cities authority to regulate fireworks, something currently prohibited by state law. Formerly, Georgians had to leave the state to set off fireworks of their own. In 2005, the state legalized the use of novelty fireworks, sparklers and such, according to the governor's website, before legalizing all fireworks in 2015. Fireworks can be used between 10 a.m. and midnight unless they're in conflict with a local noise ordinance passed after July 1, 2018, according to state law. Certain dates, including July 4th and New Year's Eve, have fewer restrictions, longer hours, or both. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. In other news, Cobb's celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, quote, one of the leading MLK celebrations in the metro area, may be all virtual this year, but it's still a must-watch event, said Deanne Bonner, former Cobb NAACP president. The celebration, jointly hosted by the Cobb chapter of the NAACP and county government, began in 1989, according to Bonner, organized by a group of county residents. When the group disbanded several years later, then-county manager David Hankerson asked Bonner, who had just assumed the chapter's presidency, for her help in organizing a celebration. The county's 2020 MLK Day celebration was one of the Cobb NAACP's last events before the coronavirus put a stop to mass gatherings. This year's event will still feature Fred Blankenship, an anchor at TV station WSB, as MC. Blankenship has emceed the event for the past couple of years, Bonner said. The two-hour event was pre-recorded and will be edited by WSB before its broadcast at 10 a.m. on Monday.
I'm Shannon Ebersole. Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
Will sports betting become legal in Georgia? Yes, it will if Representative Ron Stevens has his way. A longtime proponent of legalized gambling has sponsored a bill that would allow at least 6 sports betting operators to be licensed in the state. Those operators would pay an annual license fee of nearly $1 million and hand over 16% of their gross revenues. The money would be used to improve education in Georgia, including funding the HOPE Scholarship. The bill is modeled after legislation in Tennessee that took effect just this past November. In just the month of December, online sports betting in the Volunteer State produced $131 million in wagering. That's an average of more than $4 million per day. In 2019, the first full year of sports betting in New Jersey, gamblers generated $4.5 billion in wagering. Georgia started with the lottery, then coin-operated amusement machines, and soon you could be putting down money on your favorite team and doing it legally. The city of Smyrna has undergone big changes in the last 25-plus years, and no one can take more credit for that than former Mayor Max Bacon. This week, Mayor Max got his due. They named City Hall after him, and blazoned above the front doors, those entering are now greeted with the proclamation, A. Max Bacon City Hall. Built in 1996, the building was just a small part of a larger downtown redevelopment plan that Bacon oversaw in the more than 30 years he served as mayor. In remarks at the building's dedication, Bacon's successor and current mayor, Derek Norton, said many Smyrna residents weren't quite on board with Bacon's plans. In fact, Norton said, people were mad. People were mad about the change and the vision. They even said to leave a tree just in case it didn't work out so they could hang Max when they were done. But it was his vision. He persevered, he and the council, and they built Smyrna up into what it is today, Mayor Norton said. So, was Mayor Bacon surprised? Let's check in with Mayor Max.
You know, when I started, when I got into politics, it was only going to be for a couple of terms, and those are 2-year terms, but you sort of blink, and next thing you know, you've been in it 4 years. So, you know, he was just sort of a hometown guy that lived here all my life, but never really had any aspirations to be mayor. It's just turned out to be something that I would never dream that would happen. So, but you know, in last year when I decided not to run, I'd had 2 heart attacks in 2017, and I just didn't feel like I could do the job I needed to do. So, it was great. I'm very humble. That they would name a city hall after me.
So did you know it was coming? Did this come as a surprise? How did you find out that this was going to take place?
About 3 weeks ago, Mayor Norton and Council Member Tim Gould talked to me about it. And they told me that they were going to do it and wanted me to pick a date that would be good for me to, so that it would fit in with their schedule. We picked the 14th, so I knew that it was coming. And with the with the COVID stuff, I mean, they were very limited, very cautious about having a big crowd. So I think a lot of people didn't know it. I know that the MDJ did not know about it, which surprised me. I don't guess any of the other AJC knew about it either. So, but it was just very well. My family was there. My 2 children were there. My sisters and brothers were there. So it was very appreciative and for the ending to a long career. I'm just glad it's not the A. Max Bacon Memorial City Hall.
There you go. Understood. So you talked about your long career. What are you doing since you were left the mayor's office?
Well, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I'm sort of lost with this COVID virus in here and sort of limited to where I can. I'd planned to be in Wyoming and Montana, South Dakota. I love that area. But with the COVID thing, it sort of restricted me to where I can go. And so I've been sort of lost, but I have a great dog named Wyoming. That's with me every day. So, you know, I've just been trying to get my stuff together. I've been thinking about writing a book, and I've had some encouragement from folks to write a book. But, you know, if I can ever, I have real bad ADD, you know. So if I can ever get my stuff together. But, you know, I've been staying busy by just hanging out here locally. And waiting for things to sort of open up so I can take off and go do some travel.
Bacon began his service to the city of Smyrna on the city council more than four decades ago. He was first elected mayor in 1985, the year his father, Smyrna Mayor Arthur Bacon, died in office. From that time, he was the only mayor Smyrna knew for the next 34 years until his retirement in December 2019. In other political news, Marietta City Councilman Johnny Walker has been appointed Mayor Pro Tem for 2021 by Mayor Steve Thunder Tumlin. Walker steps into the post held last year by Councilwoman Michelle Cooper Kelly, who recently announced her plans to run against Thunder for the mayor's seat. City elections will be held in November. Congratulations and a tip of the Around Town cap to the patrons of the Earl and Rachel Smith Strand Theater. The theater announced Saturday it had surpassed a $50,000 fundraising goal. In a time when theaters are closing the doors all over the country, we're amazingly lucky to have a community that is so enthusiastic about protecting the arts, our city's future, and each other, the theater wrote in an email to patrons. And more kudos in Cobb, this time to Stylesboro Biscuits in Kennesaw. It seems the national culinary magazine Food and Wine decided it would do a piece featuring the best sandwich in each of the 50 United States. Now, Stylesboro Biscuits is an unassuming small white clapboard diner on Stylesboro Road in Kennesaw. It's not the kind of restaurant you'd expect the Haute Cuisine Food and Wine to single out. But there it is with a big shout out. Here's what the magazine had to say about the best sandwich in Georgia. Welcome to biscuit country. Chicken biscuits, breakfast biscuits, breakfast biscuits with chicken on them. They're everywhere, from U. Atchison's Empire State South in Atlanta to, well, every truck stop and roadside cafe in the state. You will find yourself in more than capable hands at the roadside Stylesboro Biscuits out in Kennesaw, the magazine wrote. Congratulations to our now famous Kennesaw Roadside Cafe. That's what we in the South call living in high cotton. And that's today's trip around town.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast was produced by BG Ad Group, directed by Jacob Sutherland. Please subscribe to the podcast to get the latest hyperlocal news and information from Cobb County's new source, the Marietta Daily Journal. Please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts and be sure to tell your friends.